Decades after his death, Padre Pio is still inspiring conversions, consoling the suffering, and calling souls to prayer. These stories from our viewers prove that his mission is far from over. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. We're grateful to all those who quietly helped this apostolate continue reaching souls through Padre Pio's spiritual legacy. Today's stories may touch your heart in ways you did not expect. Not long ago, I asked you, our dear viewers, to share your experiences with Padre Pio's intercession. Moments when something unexpected happened that you could only call a grace. And as always, you responded. So today, I'd like to share a few of these testimonies with all of you. The first one I'd like to share comes from Joseph, who wrote, I was told a few years ago that I had a tumor in my throat. Well, I got blessed by Padre Pio's glove, and 8 weeks later, I went for an operation to have it removed. It came back not cancerous. A few years later, I was in my daughter's house with my wife, and I got this beautiful smell. I asked them if they could smell it, if they could smell anything, but they said no. I went out to the hallway, nothing, then went back into the sitting room, and the smell was still around where I was sitting. No one else could smell it. Dear Saint Padre Pio, watch over all my family and myself. Thank you. Joseph, what a gift. A tumor that was not cancerous after being blessed by Padre Pio's glove. And then later, that beautiful scent that only you could smell. For those who may not know, the scent of roses, often strong and unmistakable, is one of the most frequently reported signs of Padre Pio's spiritual presence. Padre Pio was known for this kind of consolations, little reminders that we're not alone, that heaven is closer than we think. Thank you, Joseph, for sharing. The second testimony comes from another viewer who experienced something deeply similar. A few years ago, I experienced the scent of roses. I was sick, and I visited a lady who had the Padre Pio mitten. When I entered the room, I walked into a cloud of rose scent, 40 times the earthly scent of roses. It lasted for about 40 minutes and came in waves. I asked the lady if she had a strong perfume. She said no. I also felt as if hands were placed on my shoulders. When the scent stopped for me, I shook the lady's hand, and her eyes welled up in tears. I asked why, and she said, "It is coming in waves." Padre Pio, pray for me on my earthly journey. Thank you, viewer, for sharing this powerful experience. There is something striking about these accounts, the fragrances, the consolations, the sense of presence. These are not things that can be manufactured. They are given. The third testimony comes from Cecilia. My daughter had serious health problems and also drifted far away from the church. I prayed a lot for her, and I also asked my friends to pray. Then one of them sent me a prayer that Padre Pio prayed for those who asked for his intercession. This was in May 2021. Since then, I have prayed that prayer almost every day, rarely missing a day. I pray for my daughter's salvation, for her health, and that she returns to the church. In 2023, I decided to pray a novena to Padre Pio for the same intention. At the end of the novena, my daughter went on a trip. Along the way, she felt very unwell. Two women helped her. Among other things, they sprinkled her with holy water. She immediately felt better. Later, during a conversation, they suggested she go to confession the next day at the Church of Our Lady of Lourdes. Indeed, the next day she went there. She went to confession after 12 years. She also attended Holy Mass and received communion. I continue to pray to Padre Pio. It took me a long time to write and send this testimony. I follow your channel and I thank you for starting it. May you, your family, and all who follow the channel be abundantly blessed by God. Saint Padre Pio, pray for us. Isn't that beautiful? A mother praying day after day, year after year, and even when nothing seemed to be changing, she continued. And finally, a return to confession after 12 years. Thank you, Cecilia, for sharing. These stories like Cecilia's remind us that many people carry burdens for years, praying for a child, a spouse, a parent, or a loved one who seems far from God. Through Padre Pio's intercession, many discover the strength to keep praying, even when answers seem delayed. That is one of the reasons the Protect a Child of Padre Pio prayer family exists. It's more than supporting this apostolate. It's a way of placing your own intentions, your loved ones, and your deepest concerns within a prayer family united in prayer and trust in God's grace. Every month, holy masses are offered for our members and their intentions. And through their faithful support, these stories of hope, conversion, and consolation continue reaching souls around the world. If you feel called to become part of this mission of prayer and hope, we warmly invite you to learn more through the link below. And finally, one viewer left a short comment that I think sums up everything we've heard today. When you hear of what Padre Pio was capable of, you can just imagine what Jesus was like while here on earth. I always get the chills listening to these wonderful accounts of our beloved Padre Pio. And that really is the point of it all. As many who have written about Padre Pio have noted, everything about his life, his sufferings, his gifts, the signs associated with him, they're not meant to draw attention to himself. They point us to Christ. They remind us of how much our Lord loves us and how close he truly is. Thank you to all of you who shared your testimonies with us. And if you have a story, an answered prayer, an unexpected grace, or a moment when you felt heaven touched your life, we would love to hear it. You can share it in the comments below or email us at info@followingpadrepio.org. Thank you for watching. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.